This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Let's do a little roll call here. Dougie?
That's right.
No Dougie. He's out on vacation. He'll be back next week. He's enjoying some time off in London. And truly, if you are a fan of the show, you know that Doug never takes a day off, never takes a vacation. So he is getting some much-deserved R&R and actually enjoying some sights that he said he's never seen before in and around the area of London. So good for him. We still haven't heard from him, so hopefully he's having a great time. In his place, I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Victoria Keelan right over there. Kara Schillen holding down the fort for us, technically. And ladies, it's a whole new day for the Cubbies if you're a Cubs fan. World Series, of course, in full swing. Game 2 was last night, the Cubs against the Cleveland Indians, and it seems that the Cubbies got a little bit of their mojo back. They went to victory over the Indians 5-1, and that's good news. You know, I think above anything, especially if you don't have a team in the mix, it's kind of nice to see a good, hard-fought series.
I feel like I'm really bad. At first I thought, oh, well, I want Cleveland to win, and then now I kind of want Chicago to win. I'm all over the place. But I thought it was just a really good game. I saw most of it. And I think at this point, like you said, Jen, if there's no one, if you don't really have a horse in the race, you just want a really great World Series. And so far it's shaping up to be that.
It's really funny how, and I'm not sure, forgive me, because I was following the Cleveland Indians. I know that they were winning. I'm a Dodger fan. I have been since I was a wee little tiny child. And so I was really following closely the Cubs and the Dodger series. It's funny how these games have not been very close for the Cubs.
Yeah.
They either win by a lot or they lose by a lot. They won last night 5-1. The night before they lost, what, 6-0? They get shut out 6-0?
Yeah.
So it's interesting how these games, even though they keep the series close, the games tend to either be a blowout in one direction or another.
And when they knock the Dodgers out, didn't they win 5-0 or 5-1 that last
counting
game?
There was also, I think, a game 10-3, something like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I even think about the NBA Finals earlier in the year and how that was a really close series, and it was kind of going back and forth the way that this is, too. But all of those games, from what I remember, were kind of blowouts, too. So maybe it's, I don't know, maybe the teams are so good that when they're on, the other teams can't compete. I don't know.
It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, also going on in the news, this one making lots of headlines in my neck of the woods. I am in Los Angeles, California. Apparently, Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame needs Secret Service protection just like he gets. I don't know if you heard about this, guys, but a vandal took a hammer and a pickaxe to the center of Donald Trump's star, which is positioned near the Dolby Theater and Hollywood Boulevard on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Did it right before dawn on Wednesday morning, and everybody was kind of speculating who would have done it. Well, Deadline.com, which is interesting because they're an entertainment source, now reporting that there was a process on Trump's name to remove his name and also the camera icon in the center of the star to show that he's a TV star. They were damaged beyond recognition. The Chamber of Commerce president in Hollywood said that they would definitely replace the star. It'll be polished up. It'll also be covered for protection. But now the guy that has done this action has allegedly been caught and is awaiting trial, and he's some sort of, like, a rich, evil genius, I guess. He's definitely on the left politically, but he is a really rich guy who just said he couldn't take any more of Donald Trump, and he went down and vandalized that star.
This was the strangest story to me yesterday. I watched this guy get interviewed on TMZ yesterday.
He was kind of nutty, wasn't he?
He's very nutty. I am
or
not
maybe eclectic. That's politically correct. Yeah. He's eclectic. Yeah.
I mean, I'm on the left. I think he's a wing nut. So it was unbelievable. He was very proud of his actions. He videotaped the whole thing. He had people filming it. He went full on. I watched the whole video of him do this. He had a construction outfit on, like Halloween style. He had those little plastic barriers that look like you're from the power company, and he had the star, like he had a helmet on. I mean, he had the star completely surrounded. Walking by, if you didn't see what he was actually doing with the pickaxe, you probably would have thought that he was just with the city of Los Angeles doing some sort of emergency work. And he is very proud about his whole diabolical plan. And he's a lawyer, and he happily bragged in the TMZ interview that he's going to turn himself in, and he is more than willing to face Donald Trump in court. He says the whole impetus behind him doing this was he was going to sell the star and give the money to victims of sexual assault. And so apparently that's his MO for the whole thing. I do not.
So he's trying to act as Robin Hood, essentially.
He feels like he's a modern-day Robin Hood, and I think he actually even said that. Yeah, I don't know. I am not a Trump supporter, but no one should be doing this stuff. This
is just so dumb. We talk about this all the time. How when we say this election cycle, because it's the one that we're in, but this happens a lot where things get so divided.
Yep.
There's so much anger. There's so much going on that, you know, now you have James Otis, who this guy has been identified and named James Otis, going around pickaxing stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I mean, that's vandalism. Whether or not you think you're doing it for the right reasons, it's vandalism. And the fact, I've also heard that he was dressed up like a Department of Water and Power worker, that it could be impersonating a government employee. So he could be up for some pretty serious charges here.
Well, TMZ, you know, never wants to back away from a scandal. They called the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce, or whoever, I think it's the Chamber of Commerce, who was in charge of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And apparently, because it's the actual value of the TV emblem, which he stole, it's $30,000. So now he's also in felony territory. So he's a lawyer. Apparently he knew all this, but yeah, I mean, he's up for some pretty hefty charges.
What people won't do for the price of fame. I mean, that's what it all boils down to.
Yeah.
It kind of boggles the mind to see, okay, well, this is acceptable just so I can get my name in the headlines or make a point against the hot topic of the day, Donald Trump. All right, also going on in the news, millennials have been surveyed and asked whether or not they would choose a meteor over Hillary or Donald Trump. Now, I know we hate the label, ladies, but both of you are classified as millennials. I'm kind of right on the cusp. I think I'm more Generation X. Thank God. So let me ask you this question. We'll start with you, Kara. Would you prefer a meteor over Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, or are you going to pick one of the candidates instead?
No, I like my life a little bit too much, but I want you to know that I laughed out loud when I read this article. It's so ridiculous, but it's hilarious. Would that one out of four people really rather die? They want the whole world to blow up?
Well, it is interesting. I mean, I think when I first saw this article, I was like, from the University of Massachusetts, they're the ones who did the survey, 25% of millennials choose meteor over Hillary or Trump. That's a headline. That's a great headline.
That is a great headline.
Real fine.
And you guys are right. So this poll, as you mentioned, Victoria, it's conducted by the University of Massachusetts, saying, again, nearly one in four millennials would prefer to be struck by a meteor than to see Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton become president. The poll asked people 18 to 35 to choose between four options: Clinton for president, Trump for president, a lottery that chooses a random U.S. citizen to serve as president, or a meteor strike that ends human life. After polling 1,247 people, analysts came to the conclusion Clinton and Trump were the worst-case scenarios. How about that? One in four millennials chose a meteor strike. 40% of millennials preferred a President Obama life term. That scares me a little bit, too. And 30% chose the random lottery system, which may not be so bad. University of Massachusetts also issued a statement along with the poll results saying, we did not take our respondents at their word that they are earnestly interested in seeing the world end. But we do take their willingness to rank two constitutional crises and a giant meteor ahead of these two candidates. Here's the ultimate statement. It's a sign of displeasure and disaffection with the candidates in the 2016 election.
Yeah,
to me is the funniest, nerdiest statement that like a bunch of professors could put out.
Yeah, I'm not sure how legit it could be, because I mean, if you were taking a survey and one of the options was to get hit by a meteor, I feel like you have to pick that one, right?
You do. I think so. And this just shows, though, how dissatisfied millennials are with their two choices. I mean, heck, most Americans are dissatisfied with the two major party selections this time around. But millennials specifically kind of feel left behind. So
well, I think a lot of millennials are still licking their Bernie Sanders wounds, truthfully. I think it would not be the case. A lot of millennials, for whatever reason, they were all with Bernie. And Gary Johnson, surprisingly, the Libertarian candidate, I thought, and now he's up to 10%, apparently, on the latest poll. So he's gaining some traction because people are undecided, and now he is technically on the ballot on all 50 states. So maybe there are going to be more votes going to Gary Johnson. But I thought Gary Johnson would have picked up some more traction with millennials, but I don't know, maybe lack of funding, lack of media coverage.
I think he also kind of got ruined a little bit. He made some dumb statements at the
Aleppo
media. What is Aleppo? And then they asked him to name a world leader, and he couldn't think of one except for dead Shimon Peres. So that, I think, kind of threw him out. All right, more up ahead. It is 17 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone, but this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Ooh, that was sudden.
What happened?
Well, we're on air.
All right. Well, that was odd. 19 minutes past the hour. On air, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. And obviously, when Dougie's gone, the music just doesn't want to play anymore. It's so sad. All right. Lots of news to cover today. And actually, we'll have to look into this even more in the upcoming hours of this program, ladies, because this is a big story. Two powerful earthquakes rattled central Italy, just 2 hours apart. This is really scary. When you get the big earthquakes and then you have another one that follows, it does a lot of damage, especially in places where there is a lot of history, where there are a lot of buildings that haven't been retrofitted up to modern day standards. These earthquakes rattled central Italy late Wednesday, and they sent residents running into the streets not far from where an earlier earthquake had killed 300 people in August. People described it as strong, apocalyptic. People were screaming on the streets, and both were located near Viso, Italy, which is northeast of Rome. We'll have more information on that. Pretty scary. Sending out good thoughts to the folks there in Italy at 21 past the hour on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's 24 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on vacation. This is Bruno Mars. And, you know, I'm actually, I feel like a late convert to the Bruno Mars train. Like, when he first came out, I was kind of like, kind of like the way he danced, but I wasn't sure about the music. Now I think, guys, I'm kind of a fan. Do you like Bruno Mars, Victoria?
I'm a big Bruno fan. I've seen him twice in concert. He's phenomenal live. It is such a great show. So
like the ultimate fan over there. Karen,
I know,
the
right?
Ultimate fan?
Yeah, she loves him. She's going to marry him, just like I'm going to marry John Mayer.
All right, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a little too short for me. Be like, hop in my backpack, let's go. But, you know, he's cute.
At least he'd sing to you while he's riding around back there.
I'm still kind of in the middle camp. I think he's talented and a good singer, but for some reason something rubs me a little the wrong way.
Is it the curlers that he wears in his hair, Karen?
I think she likes that. That's the part she likes, actually. All right, well, the reason we're listening to Bruno Mars is that when he first met Adele, she wasn't what he thought she'd be. The two of these folks, big stars, Bruno Mars, Adele, they both are Grammy winners, and they co-wrote the song All I Ask for Adele's album. Here's a little of that.
Easy. Thank you.
is she walks into the studio. She's got all this attitude. She's a diva. She's like, I don't want to do this. I don't like that. Then as soon as they hit a couple of chords that she liked, we started rolling. And that's where we got the song from. Adele knocked it out of the park. It didn't take long to erase that first impression that she made on Mars. He says now that she's incredible. There was a moment when she was singing in the booth, and he says, I'm not exaggerating at all. The water was vibrating. Like the scene in Jurassic Park, she's got some pipes on her. She's a superstar. He admitted he would jump at the chance to perform All I Ask with her, but it's up to her. It was inspired by the power ballads of the divas from the 90s, where the performers could actually show off their vocal range. If anybody's going to be have a little right to be a diva, it is Adele, because clearly she knows what works and what doesn't for that beautiful voice of hers.
And you know, it's so funny that he says the 90s divas, because this song, I have this album and I love it, but this song always made me think of Whitney Houston. And this is kind of a song that Whitney would have sang or would have sung in the 90s.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know, like it has a Whitney vibe to it.
Yeah, and I would totally say, I mean, she has a reputation to uphold as someone who has an amazing voice and beautiful songs, and I feel like you have to be picky in the studio. If you're working with someone, especially someone you've never worked with before, and you can't say, oh, I don't like that, or I don't want to do that, like, she's not going to risk her reputation.
Just, and it took her 5 years to get this album out, so she knew it had to be great.
Yeah.
There's also a lot of pressure when you have a female singer of the caliber of Adele. People are constantly looking at you for some evidence that you're a sham, right? like a scam artist that can't really sing and that you must be doing something to manipulate the American people. I mean, I think a lot of people enjoy Adele, but there's always that group that's looking for you to kind of mess up a little bit. So I can understand why, not only for yourself and for your career, that you want to be a perfectionist, but to make sure that you don't open yourself up for that criticism. So
absolutely.
Understand it.
Yep. Stay true to your vision. Absolutely.
I mean, you got to be nice. Be nice to Bruno, Adele, but you know, I'm going to give you pass. It's 28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen.
Uncomfortable situation. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all talk to ourselves. Granted, some of us do it out loud, and that might look a little strange, but that's another story. Still, the reality is, we all talk to ourselves, and what we tell ourselves significantly impacts how we feel. Anytime we are in uncomfortable situations, for instance, if we tell ourselves that we cannot stand it or that it will never end, then we are likely to maximize our discomfort. But if, on the other hand, we are able to say things to ourselves like, this is uncomfortable, but it's not the end of the world, or every situation has a beginning, middle, and end, and I can handle this, then we are likely to get through that tough situation much more effectively. For more on the impact of your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Every day, that's what she told me.
minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen. Let me tell you about that Dougie. That Dougie is on vacation for the first time in the entire almost 11 years that I've worked with him on this program. He has taken a break. He has done a little relaxing. He's done a little getting away, and he's out on a spiritual journey in London. He'll be back next week. In the meantime, Victoria, Kara, and I are holding down the fort, and we're spending some time talking about sports, not because we're just enjoying the fact that Dougie's not here and he doesn't usually let us talk about sports. Oh, no, not that. But because sports really right now, are it's just such a big story. You've got baseball in the final wrap-up stage in the World Series. You've got hockey and basketball just kicking off. And, of course, football season in full swing. And congratulations to the Chicago Cubs because they won game number 2 of the World Series. Now the series tied 1-1. Of course, they are playing the Cleveland Indians. What I thought was interesting here is a story that's popped up and gone viral, Victoria. Maybe you can take us through it. But there was a kid who made a yearbook prediction in 1993 saying Chicago Cubs 2016 World Series champions. You heard it here first. And now that prediction has come true. The guy's name is Mike Lee. What else do we know about this story?
You know, it's interesting. A friend of his, a former classmate, hooked up with him on Facebook, which so many people, you know, do. You move on with life, and then, oh, wow, you find your high school friends on Facebook. And when he did, he sent him a picture of his yearbook prediction. And that was back, I guess, in a couple of years ago, 2010 or 2011, he sent it to him. And he said this year he remembered the prediction, and his friend Marcos is a huge Dodger fan, and he said, after my Dodgers lost, then I figured it was time to make this go viral and believe in the Cubs for 2016. And so he authenticated it by doing a video. He filmed an Instagram video of the actual yearbook, so you could see that it was not that it wasn't falsified in any way. So it's his actual prediction. The only thing is, I haven't heard from the guy who wrote it, Michael Lee. I don't know why he predicted this. He seems to be sort of a mystery. His friend is getting all the viral spotlight, but I don't know what made him predict the Chicago
Cubs. Maybe he had the crystal ball, perhaps. I don't know. But, you know, when you are I'm not going to say dumb guy, but when you're a guy in high school and you love a team, maybe you just pick a year willy-nilly and go, okay, finally, this is going to be the year when the Cubbies are going to win. And it won't be soon, but it'll be 2016. Maybe he just loves
it. But the fact that he's from California and predicted Cubs and Indians?
Isn't that weird?
How random.
I know, we need to get this guy. Can we try to find this guy so we can give him the old DJV show treatment?
Yeah, sure.
We can interrogate him.
Yeah, we need to find out why he's freaking us out a little bit.
Jeez.
Yeah. All right, also going on this one, loosely related to sports, Seven, who is a performer. She was scheduled to sing the national anthem before the season opener for the NBA between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. But her clothing choice she says that's what caused the Sixers to reverse course on her plans. She went onto Twitter and she said that the team did not let her sing the Star Spangled Banner because she was wearing a jersey that said, "We Matter." Her tweet was supposed to sing the anthem at Sixers Oklahoma Thunder game, but minutes before, Sixers said I couldn't because I was wearing a We Matter jersey. Apparently, she was never given any kind of dress code, so she was surprised that this caused issue. But I'm not going to actually take the NBA to task here because the NBA is actually very strict, and they're one of the sports leagues that actually have written into their player contracts that they have to stand for the national anthem, unlike Colin Kaepernick, that they actually have to show respect for the flag. That is written into the player contracts. I would imagine that they probably didn't want anybody singing the national anthem in clothing that could be deemed somehow controversial or inappropriate. I'm going to stick with the NBA on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you would think that because they have told all the players that a month or two ago, they sent letters to all the teams reminding them that they have to stand and it is in their contract, they'll be in breach. I mean, the NBA is not messing around with this, and they are the only professional sports league that even has guidelines about the national anthem. So I do appreciate that they're being consistent, unlike the NFL, which is, you know, always all over the map. We don't like, you know, we're opposed to domestic violence, but people can still play, and I mean, they're a mess. So I think the NBA, I stand with them as well. If you're gonna have rules, then you have to be consistent with them. Yeah, but they should start sending. They should start sending out some memos, though, to potential singers to let them know what they can and can't wear.
I would say that a dress code would probably be in order, especially because people are constantly trying to make headlines by being messagey. I think that's probably a fair thing.
Yep.
And you brought up the NFL. This is also a story that's breaking today about NFL owners turning a blind eye to domestic violence. This seems to be a trend in the NFL where if it's good for business, it just goes. We've seen violence committed by players, not only on women, but on dogs, on all sorts of different targets. And the NFL has been very inconsistent about what's acceptable and what's not. So now you have the NFL owners being called into question. You have the league itself being called into question for not saying anything as Colin Kaepernick continues to take his knee during the national anthem by maybe creating a double standard when the Dallas Cowboys wanted to put a simple patch on their uniform to honor the fallen officers in Dallas after they were shot at. I think they were made into a target, basically, by that terrorist who was running around town and shooting at police officers, yet they still allowed the Cleveland Browns to run out onto the field doing a hands-up, don't-shoot maneuver after the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson. There's a lot of inconsistencies here in the NFL, and they've really started to hit them in the ratings department. The NFL ratings down like 23% to 25%.
Do you think it's because of that, or just the season's been boring and there's so many injuries?
You know, that's the question. A lot of people I've seen kind of hashing this one out. I think it's a little bit of both. I think there have been some weird injuries this year that have caused some superstar players to be kind of sidelined, which causes a lack of interest. But I really believe that the American people are just like, ugh, more NFL. I mean, there's just a lot of inconsistencies. And when politics sort of spews over into entertainment or into sports, there is always a backlash.
Yeah. Well, my team is the New York Giants. I'm in New York City, and they finally got rid of Josh Brown, the kicker, who admitted in a diary to being a consistent serial abuser to his wife. And the Giants and the NFL knew about it. I mean, it went viral, and then just 2 days ago they released him.
Yeah, and
they claim to have a zero tolerance policy for this stuff, and then someone admits to doing it. He didn't even sit out a game. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I mean with Ray Rice, you even have video of it happening, and
oh, that was
I believe that the owners of the Giants or someone big in the Giants franchise said we know that he's done it, but we don't know to what extent. And I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he did it every day or once a week. If he's done it, then it's a crime and it's an issue, and he shouldn't be on your team anymore. You shouldn't be paying him to play football when he's a criminal.
And again, it's a trickle down system. People can argue about it being trickle down or not, but when you see people at the top of their game, the biggest stars in football, committing bad behavior and not getting punishment in it, then we scratch our heads and we wonder why student athletes get away with what they get away with on college campuses. It's pretty crazy.
Yep.
All right, Halloween just around the corner. I love a Tootsie Prop. Now, the big question, age old, how many licks does it take to the center? Yeah, we have the answer for you next. I know. It's breaking news stuff around here. On air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at 43 past the hour.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The new Maronu costume this Halloween? Anything pirate. And Pokemon Go for kids or Suicide Squad for adults. Here's Raina Saitel.
Don't forget to dress up your home for Halloween, too. Target has a great selection of Halloween decor, no matter your style.
Dress to impress without breaking the bank.
When you spend $30 on Halloween costumes, decor, and party supplies, you save $5.
3 out of 4 folks hand out candy, and there's some pretty sweet savings out there.
I love the Kit Kat Darkness, available exclusively at Target. Get $2 off when you buy 2 bags of candy.
Get your home holiday ready. Start with an appliance checkup. Here's Linda Lyde.
Let's face it, home appliances can break down. So for $199, get a kitchen and laundry appliance checkup from Sears Home Services. An expert will inspect, clean, and maintain your major appliances.
And don't overlook your paint job. For a professional one,
Rog Tape has a patent paint block technology for sharp lines that give you professional results.
And transform everyday objects with Krylon spray paint.
Their Supermax All-in-One is both paint and primer. And their stained glass paint will give a pop of color to any glass item.
Calling all shoppers. This is one event you can't afford to miss. Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Saturday. Take 50% off hundreds of items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10/27 through 10/30. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl, for he is the wisest of us all.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three.
47 minutes.
I can't stand.
Oh, 47 minutes past the hour. I love that commercial. It is on air with Doug Jen, Victoria Dougie out on vacation, Kara Schillen in and at the controls, and that, by the way, if you don't know, if you're not feeling a little nostalgic, that was one of the original Tootsie Roll commercials that aired, at least during my childhood, where you could actually have the owl trying to answer the question of the little boy, and they're both pondering this age-old question, just how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? I think there's even a Lil' Kim song about that somewhere out there. The Tootsie brand webpage has now dedicated itself to experiments from three different schools conducted to see just how many licks it takes to get to the center. Purdue University is one of the participants. They got an average of 364 licks from using a machine designed to mimic a human lick. Apparently, us lickers, we can't be trusted. An average of 252 licks came when actual humans did the experiment. At the University of Michigan, they also used a licking machine and gathered an average of 411 licks. Swarthmore Junior High School found an average of 144 human licks to be the answer. They're super lippers over lickers.
Super, yeah, those good kids.
Yes,
strong tongues.
A food blog called Spoon University did its own experiment, tasting cherry, orange, chocolate, and raspberry to see if different flavors required more licks. Turns out the orange flavor required the fewest licks at 454, and chocolate required the most at 575. Tootsie claims that there is just no definite answer, but obviously it's got to be somewhere between 144 and 575. I might have to perform a few of my experiments of my own just for the science purposes.
Yeah,
at
I know.
Halloween.
Where was this experiment when I was in college? I couldn't I have gotten paid to do
pops? It's interesting that they tested out the different flavors, and I got into a debate the other day with a friend of mine about the Tootsie Pop, and I said, really, the only great flavors. I mean, maybe raspberry I'd give an honorable mention, but cherry and chocolate are wearing it out for me.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, me too.
Orange is just not happening. Mm. No, and it's funny because we actually have a basket of Tootsie Pops out at my day job right now, and all that is consistently ever left is just the orange ones. They're just sitting there. Like, no one likes the orange Tootsie Pop. All right, let us know if you've ever done the Tootsie Pop experiment at DJ V Show on Twitter, facebook.com/DJV Show. It is 50 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, and it is Tech Talk time. That's right. You can follow us on Twitter, by the way, at DJV Show, and you can use the hashtag Tech Talk if you have any tech questions. We will take the we'll take them all from you. Use the hashtag Tech Talk at DJV Show on Twitter. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show, and all of us ladies, we are on Twitter as well. I am at Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at On Air Victoria. On Air Victoria, easy for me to say. And Kara Schillen at C. Schillen on Twitter. So you can chat with us there. Now, Apple, ladies, is delaying the launch of its AirPods, saying the wireless earbuds aren't quite ready for the masses. The early response to AirPods has been pretty incredible, according to Apple, but they don't believe in shipping a product before its time. They need a little more of that before AirPods are ready for customers. So, Victoria, what do we know about what makes these AirPods so great? Why are people so excited about them?
Well, I actually think that this is Apple spinning something bad into something negative into trying to make it a positive, saying, oh, well, we don't like to ship products before they're ready. That's all you do, Apple. And I love Apple, but that's all they do. They have a business of shipping things out and then fixing them later. So I think that's hilarious that they even bothered saying that. But the AirPods, the big controversy, of course, if you have an iPhone 7, there's no more headphone jack. So you have to have wireless earbuds. Now, they're calling them AirPods. They look exactly like the current ones on an iPhone 5 or 6, and people have been complaining about that design since they hit the market. They don't stay in your ears that well. If you work out, you have to have separate earbuds because they just don't fit your ear canal. And I have a feeling that this is what they're running into. These are the same design, except there's no cord. So it could pop out of your ear if you're, you know, walking down the street or if you're running at the gym. And for $150 a pair, because these don't come standard with the phone, then that's a really expensive gamble. So I have a feeling that Apple is doing some sort of redesign with, like, a cord or something to keep them around your neck or around your head in case they do fall out.
Apple,
there's no official
word. Just make them rose gold, and people will love them.
I like love make them, rose gold.
I do too. My phone is a rose gold iPhone 6s. But you know what? If you make it a gold color, all of a sudden people will love it, even if it's a junky product.
So true.
These earbuds, by the way, I have the same problem. The only thing small on me apparently is my ear canal. I can never keep those things in my ear. They are constantly popping out. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, me too.
All right, more tech news up ahead. AT&T has a new DirecTV web plan. We'll tell you about it next. It's 55 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Plugging up the hole in your radio listenership. On air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Carishel, and at the controls. And AT&T has been making a lot of news this week. They have a web TV plan that will have more than 100 channels. Now, a couple of networks, including CBS, are not on board yet. AT&T, though, is using its property DirecTV to launch internet-only TV, which is another sign that cable TV providers know what the future holds for them and that they're struggling a little bit. The online-only DirecTV Now package will cost $35 a month. It offers more than 100 channels, and it'll launch next month. They now join Dish Network, Sling, and Sony's View, which have been on the market for a while and have about 800,000 subscribers so far. Next year, Hulu will launch its own live TV service. Google's working on one as well. And, ladies, I turn to you for this because I know that we all have cable service, but this is if people don't think that this is not where we're going to be in the next year, two, three, four, 5 years, I mean, it's going to be a very different landscape with how we consume our television.
Absolutely. I mean, I would love to be a cord cutter, but the only reason we still have cable TV is for the sports package. So as soon as that hits internet only, we're done.
Yeah, it's definitely where people are headed, and these networks know about it. AT&T Smart jumping on board there with that DirecTV web plan. The story on our Twitter page right now, twitter.com/DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show.
Paid Mon Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.